What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Babbles Nonsense podcast. It is a brand new year. We are in 2024, if you can believe it. So in this short episode, we are going to talk about some of the holidays, the things that I have been up to, and recap some of 2023. What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another podcast. This one's going to be a short episode for you guys today. Don't have much. I'm recording this on New Year's Day. I'm actually being lazy, just vibing on the couch with my dog. So I was like, I really need to get up and get an episode because it drops tomorrow. So yeah, if this sounds a little muffled, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure out why it sounds more muffled when I'm recording on my new computer versus my laptop, but haven't quite figured that out yet. But yeah, we're in a new year, guys. It's 2024. It's just crazy. It's so true, like what they say when you're younger, like, you know, you feel like time just moves so slow. But when you get older, what is the saying? It's like the days are long, but the years are short. And it's so true. Like you look up and you're just like, wow, like we just went from Thanksgiving to New Year's in a blink of an eye. And it's just crazy because you just never know what's going to come your way or what's going to happen. But I hope everyone had lovely holidays. I normally typically try to get on here and do a holiday episode. Me and Minyu kind of did a little bit of one, but you know, it just didn't happen this year. And I hope everyone did have lovely holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope it was beautiful and blessed. And I wanted to just say my Christmas was not the best this year, but I mean, I was sick, which is very unusual. I don't get sick often, but I think that's because I used to work in the ER and my immune system was just, you know, exposed to a lot of things. But I know I mentioned on the podcast a few weeks ago, like how I had strep throat for the first time at the beginning of December and like first time ever in my life. And then when I woke up on Christmas Eve this year, I was like, I don't really feel good. I think I'm just tired. Maybe I just overdid it. I tried to go to the gym, came home from the gym, and I was like, no, this is more than just being tired. And then I ended up having a little bit of a low-grade fever that later that night, and I had texted my parents. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to, you know, make it for Christmas. I was like, I'm just not feeling good. I was like, I don't have like a fever. It's a low-grade fever, but something is going on. So I also had to cancel my plans with my friend Mal. I typically go to her house for Christmas. And that was sad because I really enjoy her family. They play Dirty Santa and just eat good food and all those things. And I really wanted to be there, but I also didn't want to expose everybody to whatever it was that I possibly had. Well, then Christmas morning, you know, I started feeling a little better. Didn't have a low-grade fever. I was like, well, you know, Mom, this is up to y'all. If y'all want me to drive up there, I'll come up there for an hour or two, you know, just to see y'all before everyone gets there, because I don't want to expose everybody to sickness if I'm sick. And of course, they wanted me to come. So I drove up there for an hour or two, and then I decided to leave because I started feeling a little bad again. By the time I got home, I definitely spiked a fever. So I either had fluid or COVID for sure. Now, so far, so good. No one has told me that they got sick from my parents' house. So hopefully no one will. But yeah, my Christmas was pretty uneventful. So we'll just have to wait till the end of this year to enjoy Christmas again. But my New Year's was chill. I love a chill New Year's. I don't know what y'all like to do. If you like to party, go out. I've just never been a party go outer. I like to go to bed early pretty much. So I went to dinner with my friend Kaylin and her sister and her friend and their husbands. And we just got to go to a nice restaurant where we got to dress up, put on some makeup, curl our hair. I actually wore a dress, which I don't typically do often. And then we just went to just relax and talk and have dinner. And then I went home by, I think I was home by 10:30 and got to bring in the new year at home. So that was fun. That was exciting. That's typically what I do. But if you went out and enjoyed wherever you were, watched the ball drop on TV, if you were traveling for New Year's, I hope it was wonderful. So just to recap a little bit from 2023, it's so hard for me to know sometimes like when I actually did interviews for the podcast, but some of the podcasts that stood out for me last year on the interviews that I did was definitely, that's Kenny. She's a Huntsville content creator, and just getting to know her story, like getting to know people's stories just really fascinates me. Obviously, that's why I started the podcast, because like you just never know someone, like you think you know them, like whether you're looking at them on social media and you're admiring them, but then you finally get to meet them in person and have a conversation. It's just different. And she definitely lives up to her name. Like she is so sweet and so kind, and she knows what she's doing. And I love all of her content. So y'all definitely go follow That's Kenny on Instagram and all the platforms. I also got to interview the Huntsville mom, who is also a content creator, and just finding out her story and the fact that she is actually working a, you know, 9-to-5 full-time job and still showing up every day on her social media to have things for the moms in town, or even just like a social light to show people what's new and exciting or things like that. And, you know, there was other people that I got to interview. I got to interview Encourage Aesthetics, Kayla Spann from the Brow Bar, the Cabana Wax CEO and founder. And all those interviews, like all the interviews I've done, have just been amazing. Olivia got to come back on and co-host some podcasts with me, which was fun. I believe she did my makeup in 2023. It's like when you start thinking about the things, you're like, when did that happen? Was it 2023 or was it 2022? But she finally got to do my makeup and show me makeup tips and tricks. And we've just became better friends. And I mean, there's been friendships that I've fallen out with, new friends that I've made. It's just been a whole year. Like, and I actually was at my new job for a full year this year, and hopefully we'll continue to stay and just continue to grow in my career. But like, one other thing I wanted to mention before I ended the podcast is that I mentioned this kind of every year at the beginning of the year, that I just hate resolutions. Like, if y'all know me, you know that, because I feel like you should do something when you want to do it, how you want to do it, right? Like, you shouldn't have to wait for a brand new year. I know the whole like brand new year, new me, like it's like a fresh start, which is good in a way. And that's great if you want to have resolutions. I'm not telling anyone not to have resolutions. I'm just saying you should be able to do it when you want. Like, if you, let's say you didn't have resolutions for this year, but come June, if you want to make some mid-year resolutions, you should be able to do more goal setting and, you know, try to stick with that positive vibe of like, these are the things I would love to accomplish this year, but don't beat yourself up if you don't either. Because things happen. And that's one thing I've learned about myself this past year, is just learning that things do happen and you can't control every situation and you just kind of have to go with the punches. So yeah, just a little short spip it on that. I don't even know if that word is spip it a word, probably not. But I appreciate everyone who has listened to the podcast thus far. We'll see where it goes in 2024. We never know. You know, some days, like I say, I always am like, do I want to end the podcast? Maybe. Hopefully me and Minyu can continue collaborating. I've loved our end of the year at the end of the year in 2023, we collaborated so that she could give some free life coaching advice. Oh, speaking of life coaching, my other friend Kayla, who is a life coach, was also on the podcast in 2023 with my friend Dorian. See, there's just so many. It's just hard. Like, if I didn't mention you, it's not that I don't appreciate or love you. It's just that I truly am trying to sit here and think of who all I interviewed. But going back to Minyu, like, I hope we can continue the collaboration, because it's just really good conversations that are kind of taboo-ish or hard to have that some people just need to hear. And the response has been wonderful, which I love when y'all tell me that y'all love episodes and it helped you. So y'all keep supporting the podcast by liking, sharing, subscribing, leaving a review on Apple or Spotify. That definitely helps get the podcast out into other people's ears. But yeah, I'll just end it right there. Keep it short and sweet. So happy new year, everyone. And I hope you get everything that you want this year and all the things that you have set out to accomplish. Until next time, guys. Bye.